The opposition Social Democrats chose new leadership at a closely watched Congress at the weekend. The conference re-elected Bohuslav Sobotka as chairman to lead the country's main opposition party into next year's general election, which many expect them to win. But the conference also showed that the road to power may not be smooth. Jan Richter reports.
Jako prezident České republiky,
as president of the Czech Republic, it's my duty to be impartial. As citizen Miloš Zeman, I wish for the victory of the Social Democrats in the next elections.
Přeji vítězství sociální demokracie v příštích volbách.
The Social Democrats seem to have overcome the tensions between the allies and adversaries of Mr. Zeman. Thanks to a behind-the-scenes deal between the two camps, Bohuslav Sobotka, considered an opponent of Mr. Zeman's influence in the party, was re-elected party chair with more than 83% of the vote. Meanwhile, Michal Hašek, the president's leading ally, defended his post of first deputy chair with similarly large support. But the Congress decided there was no room in party leadership for the most vocal critic of Mr. Zeman, Senator Jiří Dienstbier. Mr. Dienstbier, who himself ran for president as the party's official candidate, is popular with liberal Czech voters, who might otherwise not support the Social Democrats. But at the Congress, Senator Dienstbier failed to defend his post as deputy party chairman. For party leader Bohuslav Sobotka, this was a considerable setback.
I have to say this is bad news, because my job is to make sure that the party leadership is made up of people who have the strong support of the public and who help the party in the elections. So I'm a little afraid that a suicidal tendency prevailed when Jiří Dienstbier wasn't elected. But it's a decision of the Congress, and we have to respect that.
At the conference, the Social Democrats also unveiled parts of the program for the election year of 2014. They pledged to raise the taxes for businesses and high-income earners, abolish the current government's pension reform, fight corruption, and introduce changes to the education and healthcare systems. But commentator Jiří Pehe says the Congress focused mainly on future government policies and much less on actually winning the election.
The Congress unfortunately sounded like a meeting of people who were absolutely certain they would take over the government next year. And they were talking more about their plans for governing than about the party. And one should not forget that the Social Democratic Party is not in a good shape. It's been losing voters, and there was almost no talk about the party itself, about its program, about its ideas. And that may be actually something that may hurt the party even before the elections.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe ending that report by